It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is back on Monday. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll talk with a Great Lakes explorer who says he's found the remains of a 335-year-old ship in Lake Michigan. That's ahead in today's Curious Wisconsin. Yesterday, 100 activists from around the state headed to the Capitol building to ask for parole reform in the state's prisons. They attended a public meeting with Wisconsin's Corrections Secretary Edward Wall and Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. The effort was headed by Wisdom, a religiously affiliated social justice organization, which has an ongoing campaign aimed at cutting Wisconsin's incarcerated population in half by 2015. Well, we're joined now by Reverend Jerry Hancock. He's a volunteer with Wisdom, as well as the director of the Prison Ministry Project and former deputy district attorney in Dane County. Jerry, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Veronica.
So you spent a lot of time working with inmates in Wisconsin's prisons. What did you see there when it came to inmates waiting for parole?
Well, what we found is that parole has virtually stopped in Wisconsin. There are about 3,000 inmates in Wisconsin prisons, almost all of them men, who were sentenced under what we call old law, which was the law as it existed prior to truth in sentencing coming into effect in 1999. So these people are legally eligible for parole. They were given sentences by judges that assumed they would have a fair chance at parole. And that process has virtually stopped. 10 years ago, about 25% of the inmates who were eligible for parole were granted parole. In 2012, which is the last year we have data for, only 5% were granted. So the process has come to a stop, and that's what we're concerned about.
So before truth in sentencing, a judge might hand down a longer sentence knowing that only, say, 25% would be served.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And we've had judges actually write to inmates saying, "I can't believe you're still in prison. That was never my intent."
So what specifically is your group asking for when it comes to reform?
Well, the first thing we'd like to do is have a meeting with the governor, because this issue is one that is completely within the governor's control. It doesn't require any new legislation. These inmates are under the control of the executive branch of government. In truth in sentencing, a judge decides when a person will get out of prison. But these inmates, the governor has control. So we'd really like to meet with the governor and have family members be able to explain to him what the problems are, what the injustices are. So the first thing we'd like to do is have a meeting with the governor. Then we'd like the governor to direct the Secretary of Corrections and the Parole Commission to put this house in order, to come up with a rational process, to reinstitute the parole system as it existed 10 years ago, so people get a fair chance.
So you want to have a meeting with the governor. That's square one. Where are you with that?
Nowhere. That's why we met yesterday with Secretary Wall and the Attorney General and other statewide leaders in the criminal justice system to bring this issue to them. Hopefully they have the credibility, the responsibility, and the access to address this issue and get the governor's attention.
Now, one of the things that you say is happening is that there is very little compassionate release, this being when an inmate is elderly, possibly sick or dying, and that many of these people are dying in prison. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. The issue of compassionate release is a very serious one, and it's getting more serious day by day and year by year as Wisconsin's prison population ages. So we're going to need hospice care. We're going to need long-term dialysis. All those things are going to become required by Wisconsin prisons, because constitutionally, if you put someone in prison, you're responsible for their health care. If some of these men and women could be released at end of life, they could be cared for in nursing homes. We have nursing homes that are ready, willing, and able to take them. They could be closer to their families. They could be covered by Medicare and Medicaid and not be a burden to Wisconsin taxpayers. So all of this makes really good sense, both morally and financially, to enhance the compassionate release program that now exists in Wisconsin.
Now, you have some other issues that are, there are four of them, actually. Can you run us through the rest of them that are part of this package reform that you're asking for?
Yeah, the campaign is called Reform Now, and there are actually four issues. Restoration of the parole process, compassionate release, solitary confinement, and unfair and unreliable revocations for people that are on parole. The solitary confinement issue is one that is of real concern to us as a faith-based organization, because by international standards, if a person is kept in solitary confinement more than 15 days, that's considered torture. And by the Department of Corrections' own standard, at least 20%, one in five, of the inmates in Wisconsin are kept in solitary confinement more than 30 days, some for more than a year, for some more than a decade. And so we have to end the torture that's going on in Wisconsin prisons. We also need to look at the issue of revocation, people that have been released and are being sent back to prison for violating either rules that are antiquated, like having a cell phone or using a computer, or bad technology. They're on a bracelet, a GPS bracelet, that fails through no fault of their own. They're thrown in jail for days or weeks. They lose their job. They lose their apartment, all because of bad technology. So those are the four issues we really want to see addressed.
Now, the issue of solitary confinement, that has been one that has been out there in our consciousness for the last year or so. People are really zooming in on that particular issue. Can you tell us about someone who that affected?
Sure. And the reason I think that it's been in our consciousness is because of a very brave and dramatic thing that that a person who has deep connections to Madison experienced, and that's Rick Ramish. Rick Ramish was for many years the sheriff of Dane County. He was the Secretary of Corrections under Governor Doyle, and now he's the Secretary of Corrections in Colorado. And Rick Ramish voluntarily spent a night in solitary confinement in Colorado. And he was so affected by that experience. He wrote an op-ed piece for the New York Times and has testified before Congress saying, "Solitary confinement does more harm than good. These people are going to be released back into our community. We cannot treat them like this." So Rick Ramish has really focused the issue of solitary confinement. And since he has such strong Wisconsin connections, I think that's really motivated a lot of people to get involved.
Now, you talked us through your four points that you're hoping will be addressed. Are any of them seeming likely to be picked up on right now by the Criminal Justice Advisory Board?
That's a good question. Frankly, it's the governor that needs to get involved in this because the governor controls the prison system. The governor controls the parole system. The governor controls indirectly who spends time in solitary confinement and how much. So it's really the governor that needs to act. We went to the Criminal Justice Coordinating Committee because, first of all, the governor wouldn't talk to us. And secondly, they're the people, the second level people that have day-to-day responsibility for these programs. And our feeling was that if they were aware of the problems of old law parole, solitary confinement, compassionate release, unfair and unreliable revocations, that they could get the governor's attention. Secretary Wall has more authority than most, and he could do a lot to regularize the parole process, and he could do a lot on solitary confinement. And at the meeting yesterday, he did indicate that solitary confinement does go on in Wisconsin. He's very concerned about it. He's appointed a high-level committee within the Department of Corrections to address the issue and is willing to continue to meet with us. And that's a very good start.
Governor Scott Walker authored the truth in sentencing legislation. It's some of his signature legislation, in fact. Does that make your journey here an uphill battle?
I think an uphill battle is the very least of what it is. Scott Walker, Governor Walker, is very proud of being one of the authors of Truth in Sentencing. And what Truth in Sentencing was meant to do is take away the discretion of the Department of Corrections and give that discretion to judges. And that whatever time a judge gave someone to serve in prison, they were going to serve every day of that sentence. And it's a fact that if an inmate in Wisconsin won the Nobel Peace Prize, there's nothing that the Department of Corrections could do to change even one day of that sentence. That was not the law, though, before 1999. Scott Walker is not the author of the old law. Scott Walker is the author of the new law. And what's happening is Scott Walker is trying to apply new law standards to old law cases. And judges, prosecutors, defense attorneys ought to be outraged by that.
And we're going to leave it there. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much, Veronica.
We've been speaking with Reverend Jerry Hancock, director of the Prison Ministry Project and former deputy district attorney in Dane County. Yesterday, he, along with 100 activists, met at the State House to call for parole reforms in the state's prisons.